Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. December 10th, 1836, the Liberal newspaper. On this day, December 10th, 1836, local newspaper The Barbadian announced on its front page that a new biweekly newspaper called The Liberal would be established in a few weeks. The notice, undersigned by William H. Turton, respectfully informed the public that he expected to receive the requisite print materials in short measure and intended to publish editions of The Liberal on Wednesday and Saturday mornings. Subscriptions for the paper were listed at $6 per annum, and the public was informed its size would be the same as other local periodicals, The Barbadian and The Globe. The notice proceeded to inform that the core principles of The Liberal were in accord with its title. Hence, the discussion of any public or political subject would seek to be fair and impartial, and consider the perspectives of the differing social classes. This was deemed by the publisher to be of critical importance as Barbadian society was undergoing fundamental socio-economic changes, which were spurred by the passage of the 1833 Emancipation Act by the British Parliament. Mr. Turton asserted that several newsworthy items and current events were routinely overlooked by the established press in Barbados. In consequence, a major selling point for the new publication, intended to distinguish The Liberal from its competition, would be its focus on interesting trials, casualties, and human interest stories. The notice concluded by informing the public that they could effect an annual subscription at the following businesses: Crumpton and Honeychurch, Sinclair and Olton, T.J. Cummins and Company, and Mr. T's office, Beckwith Square. On this day, December 10, 1836, the readership of The Barbadian was informed that the first editions of new local newspaper, The Liberal, were forthcoming. Formerly, Barbadian newspapers were closely tied to the planter and mercantile elites. The Liberal therefore sought to democratize the Barbadian journalistic landscape by giving a voice to the marginalized black and mulatto underclasses and championing their freedom struggle. This mantle was carried forth by national hero, the Right Excellent Samuel Jackman Prescott, who became part owner and editor of The Liberal on June 28, 1837.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.